Starting a little bit. Last Gemara we saw on Shabbos, yes, Samachayim and Beis on the bottom. The Maisa was, again, the Shala was, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Rabasi, Yikloy Lahu Pundik, they went to an inn like to spend Shabbos. The Yosef Nochri Morid the Pundik B'Shabbata, that the Goy came home on Shabbos. In other words, Friday there were only like three Yidden living there. They had three different apartments, opening up to a chotzer, and only three Yidden, so they made an Eruv Chatzeris. And they didn't think the Goy would come home for Shabbos. And punct Shabbos morning, the Goy came home. Now that the Goy came home, the Goy asks on them, they're not allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. And the Shaila was, Mao Lemega Mine, are we allowed to go and rent from the Goy, his rights in the chotzer? That's the loch. If two Yidden live with a Goy, you can't make an Eruv Chatzeris to carry out from your house into the chotzer until first you rent the Rishus, the Goy has to use the chotzer, and then you can make an Eruv Chatzeris. So here the shaila was, the Goy came home on Shabbos morning, are we allowed to make a schiris to be seicher to rent from the Goy on Shabbos or not? The shaila was, seicher kemar of domi, do we say this halacha that we rent from a Goy is like an Eruv? Ma ma'arev, just like when you make an Erev Chatzeris, meboid yoim, af seicher meboid yoim, you could afka do it meboid yoim when it's still before Shabbos. So adim, when you want to rent from a Goy, you would afka have to rent before Shabbos. I do know, seicher kemabata meshus domi. I tell you, seicher renting from a Goy, renting the Goy's rights in the chotzer, that's not like an Erev. That's like halacha, like we'll soon see, you could be mevatel your reshus to the other people. Let's say you have like three Yidden living together, and two of them made an Eruv Chatzeris, and one was not mishtativ, didn't give a pass into the Erev, so this one person could be mevatel his reshus even on Shabbos. He could say, like, I'm giving up the rights of my apartment and my right in the chotzer to the other two. So it looks like only the other two are living here. And there, then, the Erev helps. So the shaila is, when you want to rent the rights of the Goy, on, is it like an Erev that has to dafka be done before Shabbos? Or no, it's like a bit of reshus that it could even be done on Shabbos. That was the shaila. So we said to Machloikis, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosi, Omar, Nisker. Chanina, Rabbi Yosi, it's mutter. He held that you could rent from a Goy even on Shabbos. Now, you don't use money. You have to give him a piece of bread to let the Goy give his rights in the chotzer to the Israel. Rabasi said, no, you can't rent. Because renting is like an Erev, and it's dafka done before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. Now, Rashi, let's see here that what happened here. These two Yidden, well, three of them living here beginning of Shabbos, and they made an Eruv Chatzeris together. Now, the Goy comes in on Shabbos. Now, when the Goy comes in, he likes asas on them, they're not allowed to carry out now. So Rashi learns that the Eruv Chatzeris is bottle. It's as if they don't have an Eruv Chatzeris. So even on the tzad, you're allowed to now rent from the Goy on Shabbos morning. You go to the Goy and say, here's a piece of bread. Let me rent from you the rights you have to use this chotzer. So now we got rid of the Goy. But I call upon him the Eruv Chatzeris that the Yidden made is bottle. It's no good anymore. Because as soon as the Goy comes home, it's Mavato the Eruv Chatzeris. So the Chura good, we got rid of the Goy, but we still have three Yisraelim living here. We can't carry out from our house into the Chotzer. We don't have an Eruv Chatzeris. So Rashi learns that now on Shabbos, two of the Yisraelim have to be Mavatel their Rishus to one Yisrael. So I call upon him, one person is allowed to carry out now from his house into the Chotzer. But you have to come on that after we rent from the Goy Shabbos morning, now we have to be Mavatel our Rishus one to the other. To make it mutar, call upon him for one of us to carry us from a house. So that was the shaila. Could we do this eitzer or not? So we had a machlokes here. Omer l'omelhu Reb Chiya Barabba. Nismach adivrei zokin v'nisker. V'nisker. Let's be samech on adivrei zokin. To go, because like Rashi says, it's a sofek to Rabbonin. Go l'kula. And we'll rent from the Goy Shabbos morning. And once when we rent, the Goy's Rishos will get rid of the Goy. Now the three Eden here, two of them will be mevatel their Rishos to one. And I call upon them, one of us would be allowed to carry out from our house into the chotzer. So the Maisa was, is also Shalal Rabbi Yechanan. Then later, after the Maisa, they went to ask Rabbi Yechanan, did they do right or not? Omalehen, Rabbi Yechanan answered back, you should know, Yafasisim, you did the right thing. Why? Sheasoichim, that you're allowed to rent from a Goy. Now, even on Shabbos, you could rent from a Goy. For the Gemara, Toye bor Nadoi. Nadoi, yes, the Kashal was astonished on this. Omiyam Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that they did right? That when the Goy came home for a Shabbos morning into his apartment, that the other Yisraelim went and rented the Goyz Rishus on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? V'omer Rabbi Yechanon, Soiche Kemarav Domi. Rabbi Yechanon said, this Indian that you're allowed to rent from a Goy his rights to use the Chotzer is like an Erev. Is the Chura, my love, didn't Rabbi Yechanon mean to say, Ma Ma'arav, just like whenever you make an Eruv HaTzeres, when you have two Yisraelim living together in the same courtyard, you have to make an Eruv HaTzeres, and the halacha from an Erev is, it has to be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. You have to make the Erev before Shabbos starts. Is ma ma'arev miboy join. You have to put the Eruv HaTzeres there right before Shkia. Is the Chur Rabbi Yechanan means to say, af soichem miboy join. Who are them when you want to rent the Goyz Rishus in the Chotzer, you have to do it miboy join before Shabbos. So b'zoy here it wouldn't be good. Here before Shabbos the Goy wasn't home. The Goy first came back to his apartment Shabbos morning. So now l'chur it's too late to rent from the Goy, because the din you could be soicher is like an Erev Domi. So what's the story on Rabbi Yechanan? How did Rabbi Yechanan say they did the right thing when they rented the Goy's Rishus Shabbos morning? I, Rabbi Yechanan, said the Indian of renting from a Goy is like an Erev Domi. And the Chur, just like a Ruvich at service has to dafka be done miboy join, the Chur renting should also dafka have to be miboy join. And for the Gemara, loy. He meant, Rabbi Yechanan means to say like this, ma ma'ariv v'yafilu b'pochas m'sheva pruta. Just like when you make an Eruv HaTzeres, when you collect a piece of bread from each one of them, there's no din shavius how much it has to be worth. It could even be worth less than a Sheva Pruta. The din is it has to be at least a mos and shtei sudis. Let's say bread is very, very cheap, and you get a piece of bread less than a Sheva Pruta, you could use it for an Eruv. That's what we came out when we passed him before, that Eruv HaTzeres is not Mishum Kinyin, but it's Mishum Dira. And Mishum Dira, we said in Afkumina, is you don't have to have a Sheva Pruta. Even if it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, still you can make an Eruv HaTzeres with it. So that's what Yechon meant to say. That he says a Soicher, when you rent from a Goy, has a din of an Erev, it means only Lekula. That just like you could use a piece of bread less than a Sheva Pruta for an Erev, who are then when you want to rent the Rishus of the Goy off the Goy, you don't have to give him something worth a Sheva Pruta, even if it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta. The top Rashi, loy, my marav v'afilu b'pochis, te l'kula akshinu Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan only said l'kula, hey, the kulas of din Eruv HaTzeres apply to this halacha when you want to rent off the guy his rishus. V'loy l'chumra, but not to say l'chumra, the chol b'erevin l'hokim. Because any shayl in Hilchus Erevin, since it's only mid-rabbanon, we always go l'hokim. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan meant to say is, schiris has the kulas of an Eruv, but not the chumras. Right, another kula is about the Gemara. Oma ma'ariv afilo schiro lekitoi. Just when you want to make an erev, and we had before, if the goy, even if the goy owns an apartment in this backyard in the chotzer, but if he has a schiro lekitoi, he has a yid, a Jewish person that's working for the goy. He's hired by the goy. So locha was you're allowed the schiro lekitoi, the workman that's working for the goy, he could be mishtatef in the eruv chatzeris. Since he's a Yisrael, he could put part of the bread in to be mishtatev in the Eruv HaTzeres. Is af soicher, the same thing. Let's say the schir lekita, the workman for the goy, or we say the superintendent, is a goy. He's not a Yisrael. So since he's a goy, he can't make an Eruv HaTzeres. But I call upon him, you could rent from the schir lekita. Is af soicher afilu schir lekita. Who are then, when you want to rent off the goy, his rishus and the chotzer, you don't but have to go to the owner, to the goy himself. You could go to a workman, somebody that's working for the goy, or anybody that has rishus, to leave something in the goy's rishus. That's called, you like, yischiru lekitoi, and you could rent off that person the rights of the goy. That's why we said we have a superintendent in the apartment house, you go to the superintendent and rent off him the rishus of all the goyim in the apartment. Because since the superintendent is working for all the people in the house, he fixes up the houses, he's called the yischiru lekitoi, you go to him and rent off him the rights of all the goyim in the apartment, in the house. So Drashi, Uma Ma'ariv Afilu Schir Lekitoi, Dinochri Im Yisraelu. Let's say a Yisrael is working for the Goy. We had before that even though the person living in the apartment is a Goy, but since the workman is a Yisrael, you go boss of the workman, and the Yisrael has a right to Mishtatev in the Yeruv, so all the Yisrael has to do is just put a path in, L'shem for the Goy, and he can Mishtatev in the Ruvich HaTzeres. Is af seicher afilu schir lekitoi, de nochri im nochri hu. Let's say the workman for the goy is also a goy. So since he's a goy, he can't make an eruv chaseris. He can't give a bread. But al koponim hu maskir rishus adoinov lejuri hakotzer. He has a right to rent the rishus of his odin, of the owner of the apartment, to these people that want to make the roof of chatzeris. Hey, so workmen for the owner could also rent the rishus of the guy to make the Yisrael mutter, to make the erev chatzeris. So that's what he meant to say. Schiroi is kerev lekula, that you don't have to rent off the guy himself, but you go to somebody that's working for the guy, or somebody that has a right to leave some chveitzim in the apartment, you can rent it off him also. The same thing when you make an Erev. Let's say you have five people, five Yisraelim, living in one chotzer. There's five different apartment houses, five different apartments open up to the same backyard. Is Alocha Echod Marav Ayidei Kulan. One person can make the Erev, Ayidei Kulan. See Rashi. Echod Marav Ayidei Kulan, could go in Beis Chatzeris. Pesach Beneim. You had two different chatzerim, and there was a door in between them. Like the second picture here on the side, the Gerus Habach has. There's a Pesach in the middle, and there's a Chatzor on the right side, and on the left side, there's two Chatzorim. Oboy la'arev zuim zu. They want to make now the Rubi Chatzorim in order to be carried from one Chatzor into the other Chatzor. Not just the houses that open up into each Chatzor make an error for themselves, but they want to make one big error to be able to carry from one house all the way across to the other Chatzor, and from one Chatzor to the other Chatzor. Here there's an Eitzah, is Oboy la'arev zuim zu. Echod melech eruvay shel zu letoich shel zu ve'vishliach lechaveriv k'netnan by pirkin chamisha shegavu es erivin k'shein malich noisel lemokem achar echod melech ayde kulan. His first, let's say on the right chotzer, you have five people, five Yisraelim living there. So first you go collect a pass from all of them and you put it in one house. Now when they decide they want to make an erev with the next chotzer, all you have to have is just one of these people take that erev and put it into the next chotzer. So you don't have to have all five of them come back and take their pass and bring it to the next chotzer. No, one person can be a shliach for all of them, and one person takes all the five passim. Or really, all you need is just four. And since they put it in one house that the erev is in doesn't need a pass. So you take the four passim, and one person can carry it into the next chotzer. That's good. Is that the Gemara? The same thing is by Chiris. Is Seichenami Chamisha Sheshruyim b'chotzer achas. Let's say you have five Yisraelim living in the chotzer, and one guy lives there. So locher is, you have to rent the rishus of the guy first, like to get him out of here. Now, does all five Yisraelim have to go separately to the guy? No. We say it's enough if one Yisrael goes to the guy, and he rents the rishus for the guy, for shlichus all the other five Yidin. So just one person has to rent for the guy, and that helps everybody. That's the locher lemaisa. If you have three people living you have four apartments in the house, and one lives to a guy, and three belong to the Yisraelim, so you don't need all three to go to rent from the guy, just one has to go and rent from the guy's rishus, and he's doing b'shlichus everybody. Hey, so l'kula we say tchiris has the same halachas like an erev. So Rashi, chamisha Yisrael, sheshruyim im anochri b'chotzer achas, echod mehem soichem im anochri b'shvokulun. One person goes to the guy and says, I want to rent now the right you have to use this chotzer for the Shabbos, and that's mutter, it helps everybody. That was the halacha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Enechanami lechumra, we don't say that tchiris is like an erev. Enechanami, even though erev you dafka have to make before Shabbos starts, you can't make an eruv chaseris on Shabbos. But to be seicher from a goy, you're allowed to be seicher from a goy even on Shabbos. On the side, you forgot to make the tchiris before Shabbos, you're allowed to on Shabbos now be seicher, give him a piece of bread and rent his rights to use the chotzer. Enechanami, the other two Yisraelim living there, their erev doesn't help. So the only answer for them is if one is mevatel to the other one. So the Gemara, Toyibo Rebeleza. Rebeleza had a kasher on this din that was saying over from Yechidin now. Trashi Toyibo Rebeleza. Vo milsa the Amora Leyel, Shesochra min Anochri, that you are allowed to rent on Shabbos morning from the Goy, V'yachakach Bitlu. And then was saying after you rent from the Goy, now the other two or three Yisraelim, one has to be mevatel their reshus to the other one. The toya means loshem loshem areyach. He like smelled it. My last time was shadavra. Like yeah, it sounds a little bit funny to him. Is it true you could do this? So Rebbe Leza started to sink into this halacha. Is it true or not? That's what Rebbe Leza said. Hey, toya bo Rebbe Leza. He had a kasher on this. Amar Rebbe Zera, my tiyud Rebbe Leza. Rebbe Zera had shver faket. What shver with this halacha? It's a poshtun halacha. Hey, Rebbe Leza, what do you have shver here? Is Omer Rav Sheshes told back to Reb Zeirah, Gavra Rabba, to Reb Zeirah lo yoda maiteya, is a wonder on you, Reb Zeirah, such a great person, you don't know what's bothering Reb Leza. Like it's a portion of Shiloh, what's bothering on Reb Leza? The Reb Leza kokasha le de Shmuel Rabbi. Reb Leza had a kasha on Shmuel's Rebbe. Because he was mesupik if this halacha comes out good according to Shmuel. And Rami, so far we didn't have Shmuel said this halacha. So far we just said Reb Yechin a paskin like this. But Reb Leza was mesupik that according to his Rebbe, Shmuel, maybe this din would not come out good. So what? So tomorrow, what was the kasha? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says like this, Kol Mokum, She'oisrin U'ma'arvin Mivatlin. Kol Mokum, where without an Erev, like two Yisraelim living together, they ask they don't make an Erev Chatzeris, you can't carry out from your house to the apartment, then the locher is U'ma'arvin, you allow to make an Erev, and let's say they forgot to make the Erev before Shabbos, then there's a din, you could be Mivatl, the Rabbanu will make them. That one Yisrael is Mivatl, his Rishus, to the other Yisrael. So it's as if only one Yisrael is living in this chotzer now. So pshita, if there's only one Yisrael living there, it's all one reshut, it all belongs to you, and then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So in such a case there, that's the din we have mevatlim. You could be mevatl. See Rashi, kol mokim shoysim, ze al ze bloy eruv. If they want to make an eruv, the chotzer is, it would be also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, where you have now at least two Yisraelim living there. V'imho you write some laruv, Yechaylim Larv, and if they wanted to before Shabbos, they could have made an Eruv B'chatzeris. But let's say they forgot to make the Eruv B'chatzeris before Shabbos, then the Locher is Mevatlin. Im Shachachu V'lo Irvu. If the two Yisraelim forgot to make an Eruv B'chatzeris before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos they want one wants to carry out from his house into the Chatzer, there's an Eitz of Mevatlin Rishusun Liechad. One Yisrael's Mevatla gives up his right in the Chatzer to the other person, Mehen. V'heve Kulei Chatzer Didei. It's as if the whole chotzer only belongs to this one person now. Now this person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other people that were mavato gave up their rights, they have no right to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Only from this one person. Hey, let's say there are five people living in the chotzer. So all four of them were mavato their reshus to one Reuven. So only Reuven now is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other four people are also. They're not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So this is the halacha. There's a kula mavatlin where you forgot to make the Reuven chatzeris before Shabbos. Everybody can mavato to one person. That a koponim, this one person is allowed to carry out. Baita. And another klal Shmuel said was Ma'arvin. Let's say if they want to make an Erev, they could make an Erev. They ain't oisrin. But if they didn't make an Erev, they don't ask the Zelzeh. We'll still say that's the case of two chatzerim, is one connected, the other one that has a Pesach in between them. Like the second picture on the Bach here. That if they wanted to, they could make an Erev together. But if they don't want to make an Erev together, each one is mutter by themselves, even though they can't go to the other one. Is Ma'arvin V'yein Oisrin, or else Fakeh Oisrin, in a case where they do ask the Zealzer, of a V'yein Ma'arvin, you have no heter to make an Eruv B'chatzeris. We'll soon see what the case is in the case of the Goy. The Chur, where you have a Goy living with you, so then the Goy asks on you, and when the Goy is there, you can't make an Eruv B'chatzeris together. So in a case where you can't make an Eruv B'chatzeris, Zok Shmuel, Ein Mevatlin. There's no Yisrael of Mevatl Zealzer. In these last two cases, one Yisrael, even if he wants to, he can't be mevatel his reshus to the other one. So that's going to be the kasher in this case. Here we're saying, when the goy came home Shabbos morning, so now when the goy is here, you can't, your erev chatzeris is botel. You can't make an erev right now. First you have to do is rent from the goy his reshus. So we said, after you rent from the goy, now you could be mevatel your reshus one to the other. And according to the Shmuel, you won't be able to mevatel your reshus delazer. Because this is a case of Ein Marvin. When the goy comes in, right now the Eruv Chatzeris is not chal. So any time you can't make an Eruv Chatzeris, Shmuel says you can't be mevatel delazer. So that's the theory here was saying, you could be mevatel even after the goy comes back. That your Erev is botel, there's an Eitzah to be Seicher, first rent the reshus of the goy from this Chatzer. And then we said, let the two Yisraelim be mevatel their reshus to this one Yisrael. So I call upon him this one Yisrael not carry out from his house into the chotzer. And according to the Shmuel, that's not emes. Let's see Rashi. So the more kol mokom she'oisrinu ma'arvin mevatlin. What's the case that Shmuel says there is a klal you could be mevatel zelazir? Kegoin beis chatzeris zulif nimizu. You have two chatzeris, the top picture here, one inside the other one. You have a chatzer pnimis, the inside chatzer, that the only way he goes out is only through the chatzer chitzer, the outside one, and then they go to the mavet rishus rabim. So zulufnim is ma'arvin. If they want to, they can make a move a chatzeris to carry out from the house into the chatzer together. The ein oisrin. So this is the case. If they want to, they could make an Eruv HaChatzeris. If they don't make an Eruv HaChatzeris, they ask the Zeh al Zeh, because since the Pnimis has a right to walk through the Chitzoinim, they ask her on the Bnei Chitzoinim. So that's the first case, that if you want to, you could make an Eruv. Let's say you forgot to make an Eruv, that's the case, you could be Mavato your Rishus Zeh al Zeh. So Rashi, Komokam Asu Yishtei HaChatzeris Lufnim Izu. If the inner chotzer forgot to make the eruv chatzeris, is osra achitzoinim. They ask her on the outer chotzer. Afilu l'rabbon on the pligul of the Rabbi Kivim. Moide the regular surbim koyma, aser shurbim koyma. Because the people in the inside chotzer cannot carry out from the house into the chotzer, because they did not make an eruv chatzeris. So Mela, when they walk through the chotzer achitzoinim, they ask to the people in the chotzer achitzoinim, also they can't carry out from the house into the chotzer. The grand achitzoinim, nishodris is a regal, sheesh no leh. Now, if they wanted to before Shabbos, they can make one big Erev to make the Chotzer Pnimis and the Chotzer Chitzoyna like one. Let's say though before Shabbos they forgot to make the Erev, then Shmuel is Moida, Mevatlin Bnei Pnimis Rishusan Lebnei Chitzoyna. The people living on the inside can be Mevatl their Rishus to the outside Chotzer. Oyster drinks the regular Shleshto Yoleh. So maybe the inside one is Osir, but the outside ones are Mutter. This is the case that Shmuel's Moed, you could be Mavata Rishus Zeh Zeh. Right, what does the Gemara say? Ma'arvin, what's the case you can make an Erev of a Vien Oisrin? They do not ask the Zeh al Zeh. Then the din is Ein Mavatin. That Shmuel says, then you can't be Mavata Rishus one to the other. That's Kagoin Beis Chatzeros. That's the second picture here. That's Kagoin Beis Chatzeros. You have two different Chotzers. U Pesach Echad B'neim. In the middle, there's a Pesach between the two of them. But the Meister, both Chotzers has a right to walk on the top out to the Rishus Rabin. So one Chotzer does not have to walk into the next Chotzer. This is the case. If they didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris together, they don't ask the Zeh al Zeh. Each one carries in his old Chotzer. If they want to, they could make an Eruv HaChatzeris together, because there is a Pesach in between them. But if they didn't make it, they don't ask the Zeh al Zeh. So in a case where they forgot to make the Eruv HaChatzeris, they're not allowed to carry Zeh to Zeh, then there's no Din Mavato Rishus. Even if one chotzer wants to be mevatel their rishus to the next chotzer, there's no takona; they can't do it. So Rashi shtei chatzeris psu chayis lemovi. They both open on top to the movi on the rishus rabin. Or pesach b'neim in between this picture, in between the two chotzers, there's also a pesach, an opening one to the other. Mi arvin. Then they couldn't make an erev imroitzim if they want to. V'im lo iru v'zeim zeh. Let's say they didn't make an erev together. Izu materos liyatzim. Izu materos liyatzima. Each one is mutter by itself, because they don't have to walk through the other chotzer. It's not like the top picture, that there the chotzer pnimis has to walk through the chotzer chitzoyna. That's their only exit out to the Rishus HaRabim. Mashenken, here we're talking about, they both have their own exit to the Rishus HaRabim, just as the Pesach B'neim. So they don't ask the Zeh al Zeh, because they don't have to walk to the one to the other. In such a case, look, Shmuel Ein Mevatlin. The Drashim Hutzuchu Letalta Mizul Lezu. Let's say they forgot to make the Eruv HaChatzeris, and they want to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. There's no kula, you can't be mevatel zeh lezeh. Ein mevatel rishus shel zu lezu. T'lo etikin rabbonin bitul rishus elehecha diyatzir elayu. The rabbonin only made this kula in a case that without the bitul, it's mamash osa zeh lezeh. Nobody can carry out from the house into the chotzer. That's a big tzerich. Then the rabbonin will make him, you could be mevatel zeh lezeh. But here in this case, each chotzer by themselves could carry out from their house into the chotzer. So it's not such a big tzarech. The rabbanu will not make them to say one chotzer could be mevatel their rishus to the other chotzer, to say you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. That's Shmuel's halacha. In such a case, you can't be mevatel zeh lezeh. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. We hold in all cases you could be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. We'll soon see on other days that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But this is Shmuel's halacha. And the third thing Shmuel says is, Vaita, is oisrin. Let's say in a case where the asa zeh al zeh, the ain ma'arvin, but you're not allowed to make an eruv chatzeris together, is still the din is ain mevatlin. You can make a bittel. Is what is this case? Lasuya mai, what are we talking about? Lachura, lav lasuya nachrin. We have to be talking about you have a goy here. Because since you have a goy, that's the case that you can't make an eruv together. And still we say ain mevatlin, you can't be mevatlin, you're a shus.
So Drashi Lavla Sui Nochri Shedarim Shnei Yisraelim B'Chotzer. So only have one Chotzer. That there are three apartments opening up into the Chotzer. Two of them are belongs to the Yisraelim, and one belongs to a guy. She Oisrin Oisay Shnei Yisraelim Ze Al Ze. The two Yisraelim Takaasta Ze Al Ze. Aber Ve'ein Yecholim Lariv B'Shul Nochri. The way it stands right now, when Erev Chatzeres doesn't help, because since you have a guy in this Chotzer, he doesn't let you do it. Ukamrina and still Shmuel says the aim of Atlin. You can't be about the one to the other. Now Zot Gemara, what's the case? The diyosim yesmol. If the guy came before Shabbos, so Bezoi, what do you mean you can't make an erev together? Lugar meyesmol. Yesterday, when the guy on Friday go and rent the reshus from the guy on Friday, memelam. Then you could make an erev the two Yisraelim together. Like get rid of the guy Friday. What's the case that you can't make an erev on Friday? Elo, the Chura, the case is lav diyosim b'Shabbat. Our case, mamish. That Friday the guy wasn't in his apartment. He wasn't there. We didn't think about the guy. The guy came home on Shabbos morning. Now when the guy comes home, he breaks our eruv b'chatzeres, and we can't carry out now. Uketoni, still Shmuel learns, oisrim, the din is the guy asses on us, v'ein ma'arvin, and in this case, since we can't make an eruv b'chatzeres right now, it's a din ein mevatlin. You can't be mevatel. So even though you can tell me that locha is, you're allowed to rent from the guy on Shabbos, you can be sarchi as reshus and get the guy out of here, it doesn't help you anything though. Because on Shabbos morning now, your Erev Chatzeres you made yesterday was bottled. Because as soon as the guy comes home, he asks on you, your Erev is not worth anything. Now, let's say Shabbos morning you go rent from the guy, good. You get rid of the guy. But at Kol Ponim, you have the two or three Yisraelim living there, and they don't have an Erev Chatzeres together. So they can't carry out from the house into the Chatzer. The only Yetzer of the Brice before Rabbi Yochanan says was, be mevato, two of them should mevato, their reshus, to one. But Shmuel says, Klon, in this case, ain't mevatlin. So that was Rabbi Lezer's kasha, that according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Marashra mean, ain't echanami, it's taka true. Shmuel doesn't look like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel, in this case, when the guy comes home Shabbos morning, you're stuck, you can't make any Eruv. Even if you go and rent off the guy his rights, so what? But your Erev that you made before was bottled as soon as he comes home, and you can't be mevatel zelazer, so it's also to carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer. So Drashi Yelah, Lav the Yosef B'Shabbata. Almo bitu rishus loitikin elahecha dechozel aruvim miyasmol. The Rabbanon only made a takona bitul where you could have made an Erev yesterday. Here you can't make it. Since when the guy comes, the guy breaks the Erev, it's not shayach to make the Erev, so bitul doesn't help. So that was Rabbi Lezer was Toyabay, like according to his Rebbe, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon's halacha did not come out. Neinachonami, Mitaka don't hold like Shmuel, Mitaka hold only like Rabbi Yechon. Tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yishmi Li Hai Shmaitato. Rabbi Yosef, I didn't hear this halacha, means I don't hold from this halacha. So Drashi, Ho Shmaitato, to Shmuel, to Yoma, Pishtei Chatzera Zu, Lefnim Mizu, Yochol Avato Drishas Raglo Mechitzoyna. Rabbi Yosef says he didn't hear this, means he doesn't like this halacha. In the case we have an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer, and they forgot to make an eruv b'chatzeres together, that's the case that Shmuel says the inner chotzer could be mevatel their reshus to the outer chotzer, as if we're telling the inner chotzer, you stay home this Shabbos, don't go back to the outer chotzer, so the outer chotzer are mutter by themselves. This was the case that Shmuel said you could be mevatel zeh lezeh. And Rabbi Yosef doesn't like this. Lo Yishmi Li Hashmaitato. Omalei Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Ata Mata Nalon. What do you mean you don't like this? You yourself taught us like this. The Aho Amato Nalon. And on this case, your Gufa told us this halacha. Said Rashi, At Amato Nalon. That's Rabbi Yosef Chola. This is when Yosef was old already. He got old. He was sick. Vishachach Tamudin. If he got to him, he started to forget his learning. The Komatka Le Abaya Tamidin. The Mela Abaya now came to remind. Rabbi Yosef, what he said? Because Rabbi Yosef says now he doesn't like this halacha, but you yourself, Kufa, taught us this halacha. And this is the case that you taught us this halacha. Where did you teach us this halacha? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says,